Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Hello, leaders. Happy Friday. Welcome to your final Morning Boost of the week. Thanks for joining us all week. We are going to wrap up our MTSS talk this week as we talk about creating a system that works to put all of these MTSS components together. Now, you may notice that I skipped Tier 3, and frankly, I did that on purpose. Many schools, this is an area that we've spent a lot of time and energy on developing over the years. We've got really strong Tier 3 programs. And frankly, that's why it's sometimes we kind of skip straight to Tier 3, because we know how good our programs are, and we know that this is a great opportunity for our students to get support. The problem is, by skipping straight to Tier 3, we're overloading our system, and that typical pyramid that's used to describe MTSS starts to look a little bit more like a square. And so it's important for us to really strengthen the areas before we get to Tier 3. So today we're going to talk about building that MTSS system, and this requires some careful planning and implementation. Now, to build a quality system, we need to think of a few components. One of those is going to be the early warning system. We want to develop a system that's going to help identify students at risk early on. Again, prevention. This involves using data from attendance, behavior, academic performance, whatever we can get our hands on to help identify students who may need additional support, hopefully before they need it. Try to think about how you're going to integrate some technology into this. Leverage technology to automate some of these tasks and streamline data collection. And by the way, at AWB, we're happy to help you with this. Just reach out if you need some help. This includes using software to track student progress and generate reports, and just also maybe even try to help facilitate communication. Again, get to the heart of the matter where we can use the data to inform our decisions versus spending a whole lot of time on trying to get through the data. This is where your screening team comes in. It's a good idea to establish a team to monitor the health of your system overall and help filter students for appropriate interventions. These teams, they should include like teachers, administrators, support staff, anybody that can help better identify where the needs are happening within the system and also better identify where support should be aimed for certain students. I would have this group meet regularly to try to help review data and make decisions. I would not have this group be the ones that are developing the interventions. We want this group to be the screening team. The collaboration piece is going to be really key here as well. We want to foster collaboration amongst teachers, administrators, and the support staff. Create opportunities for teachers to share their best practices and to problem solve and support each other as they work through this system. I also think it's probably wise to think about how you're going to write all this stuff down and how you're going to document this. Maybe it's an MTSS playbook, or it's an MTSS guide, or something that's going to give the processes and procedures to help guide future practices. I know in a lot of bigger districts, this is a must-have when we are trying to align practices across various buildings or various grade levels. This playbook or this guide should include clear definitions of roles and responsibilities, step-by-step procedures, maybe even templates for forms and reports to try to ensure consistency across the system. Going back to that technology piece, it does significantly enhance our MTSS system. It'll help allow for some real-time data analysis. It doesn't do us a whole lot of good to just look at last year's data. We need to get a glimpse of what's going on today. This automated progress monitoring, it can even help with that efficient communication. Again, timely data, timely communication. It's going to help ensure that our interventions are implemented consistently and effectively. Now, the National Association of Elementary School Principals, or the NAESP, they highlight the importance of data-driven decision-making. They state principals must use data to inform instructional decisions and monitor student progress. And we know this. This is nothing that's earth-shattering information for us. But it truly means that using data to identify student needs and evaluate the effectiveness of our interventions and, frankly, our MTSS system as a whole, that's going to help us make the adjustments that we need. Now, data is not heart data. This is really student achievement data, and that's the part that we're trying to get to here with our process. Now, one of my personal favorite resources for MTSS implementation, there's the book Taking Action, A Handbook for RTI at Work. It's by Buffum, Maddows, and Malone. This book provides practical strategies and tools for building and sustaining an effective MTSS system. It is a great resource. It will help you write your MTSS playbook, but will certainly help you build that MTSS system. I think it really emphasizes the importance of collective responsibility and action-based results, and I would truly highly recommend it. For your convenience, we've got an affiliate link in the podcast description if you'd like to learn more or try to get your hands on that book. Our goal here, again, though, is to build that MTSS system that is effective, efficient, empowering, and consistent. Now, creating that system, it's an ongoing process. It is going to require continuous improvement and a commitment to providing equitable sport for your students. It means we're going to have to regularly review this system, continually gather feedback from stakeholders, and make changes as needed. This is not a one-time event that we're going to get perfect. As I said in an earlier episode this week, if you do, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to be your agent as we tour the world and share your secrets. But in reality, building that effective, efficient, empowering system, it's going to be worth your time and effort and your energy. Thank you for listening this week to our MTSS Deep Dive. If you have any other further questions or would like some assistance, please reach out to us at AWB Education. We're happy to get you in touch with people that can help you build a strong MTSS program in your school. Otherwise, finish your Friday strong. I hope you had a great week. We will be back again next week with some more insights and some more tips. Thank you for listening. We will talk with you again next week.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.